The Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph tells us Amar Rava Minayin Minalan de Meshadrin Shlicha de Beidina. How do we know that we are supposed to send a shliach, a messenger from Beis Din, who mezamnim ledina, we also have to send a formal invitation to bring somebody to Beis Din to Chsiv, as it says in this week's parsha, Parsha's Korach Vayomer Moshe Al Korach Atzav V'Chol Asacha, you and all of your people should have to come before a basin, the Kame Gavra Rabbah, before a great person, Dechsivne Hashem, you have to tell them that you're going to be invited formally before a Dayan who's going to judge them. In this case, it was the Dion, the judgment between Moshe and Korach, what happened before Hashem. As Upalna, Dechsiv Atav, Ehem V'aron, and how do you have to say who the litigants are in the case? As the Pasuk says, Ata, Ehem V'aron, you, them, and Aaron are all being invited to Beis Din before Hashem. This will give us an opportunity to speak about the role of hasmana, of invitation, in Beis Din, something hopefully that none of us should have to experience. The Ritva learns from this Gemara that the mitzvah is only for the Beis Din to invite the defendant, and that the plaintiff doesn't bring the defendant to Beis Din. So from our pasuk, we see that Hashem was the dayan, and Moshe was the shliach Beis Din, the messenger of Hashem. We also see that the Beis Din has to say as v'palnei, that the Beis Din has to tell the defendant who the plaintiff is that is asking him to come to Beis Din. If the Beis Din doesn't tell you who is bringing you to Beis Din, then you don't have to go to Beis Din. That's clear from the Gemara. There are two reasons for this. One is that perhaps the defendant will be able to work out the issue before having to go to Beis Din, and this will give him a chance in order to work on his defense. In addition, it gives the defendants the idea and the ability to resolve the issue, perhaps outside of Beis Din. The Shach in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat and Simeon Aleph writes that the Be'er Sheva holds that the Beis Din doesn't have to tell the defendant the contents of the complaint, why he's being brought to Beis Din. The Mefarshim explained that if the plaintiff has to reveal the reason of the hazman of the invitation, it will allow the defendant to come up with a lie or an alibi to get out of what he should owe. In Beis Din, the job of the dayanim, of the judges, is to clarify the facts. There shouldn't need be time for the defendant to explain himself. And that's why he shouldn't have to say the reason why he's going to din. However, the Shach argues with the Be'er Sheva and says the defendant must know why he's being brought to din. Apparently, in order to prepare for the case, the defendant must know what the complaint is. And the Birka Yosef sees the Ritva as a support for the logic of the Shach. However, the Imre Baruch and Chosher Mishpat sees the Ritva as actually a contradiction to the Shach. If the Ritva wanted the defendant to know what the complaint against him was about, then the Ritva would have said that. But he didn't say it. The Urim in Chosher Mishpat and Simnid Gimel says that you have to reveal the amount the plaintiff is claiming, but the Beis Din doesn't have to reveal what the complaint is about. If the hazman, if the invitation from Beis Din doesn't include the amount, the defendant still has to respond, though, even though it's not ideal. The Shvus Yaakov follows the Be'er Sheva. However, the Nesivos and the Sha'ar Mishpat and Rav Shuv Kutna and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Gurs Moshe and Chosher Mishpat Simen Chelik Beis and other poskim as well think that the Birka Yosef and the Shach are correct, that you must reveal the contents of the complaint in the Hazmana, and that is the minhag. You have to tell the defendant why exactly he's being invited to Beis Din. The Hazmana must come from three dayanim, from three judges. Today, it's generally sent by the secretary of the Beis Din. The Igros Moshe says in order to send out a seiruv, with declaration that the defendant is refusing to come to Beis Din, and all the penalties that incurs that we'll discuss in a moment, you have to have three dayanim, three judges, send the invitation, the hazmana. Therefore, on the third hazmana, the third time Beis Din sends out the invitation, the Beis Din will formally charge the secretary to send the hazmana. And if the last one is ignored, then the Beis Din will issue a seiruv, this declaration of refusal to come to Beis Din. When a person gets a hazmana, they receive a scheduled date for a din Torah. They are then asked to confirm the date. There's no real intention in the initial hazmana that the din Torah is going to take place on that date that was listed on the paper. Rather, it's a formality of a din Torah to invite the defendant to a particular date. And after receiving the letter, the defendant will then call the Beis Din and confirm a proper date. If, after receiving the hazmana, the respondent does not wish to arbitrate at that particular Beis Din, so there are essentially one of three options. The first, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Yadal, is that you can propose to arbitrate at a different basin. If a person wants to go to a different basin, he has such a right. However, the basin that is being mazmin, that's inviting him, is allowed to demand that the defendant come back with an answer very soon. The defendant's not allowed to simply push off an answer for a very long time. The amount of time given to decide the next step is up to the Beis Din. If the defendant keeps on changing over and over again regarding where he wants to adjudicate the case, then the plaintiff can go to the original Beis Din to issue a siruv. What if you don't trust the other party? This is a discussion in the posting whether you can put money in escrow. Practically, we don't do that nowadays. The second option, when you receive a hazmana, is the Shulchan Aruch says you can propose to resolve the dispute through what we call Zavla. Zavla is a panel where each party selects an arbitrator, and the final arbitrator is selected by the two Dayanim from each party. That's Zavla. Or the third option is he can attempt to demonstrate that the claim falls outside the jurisdiction of Beis Din, and it shouldn't be dealt in this particular case. Or, I guess technically, he could simply go to court. But these are three options if you don't want to go to Beis Din. Any Gimel Hajotas, any three simple people have the right to send Hazmana and force someone to appear in a Din Torah. The defendant can ask for a different Beis Din, but the plaintiff still has a right to have a day in court. The exception, says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Zayin, is where the Mechaber says that if the Dayan, the judge, is less of a Talmid Chacham than the defendant, then the defendant does not have to respond to the Hazmana. No one is above the law. So the Shulchan Aruch adds, according to the Sma, that the Talmid Chacham of the city, the Talmid Chacham of the city, should gather together, and the Din Torah should be in front of them. So it's not a bizayon to this greater Talmud Chacham who was summoned to Beis Din. This should apply, certainly, when a large group of Rabbanim or a Vad of a community are issued a Hazmana. It should not go to a local Beis Din somewhere, but it should be brought before Gedolim and Gedolia Poskim, so it should not be Zion to the Kavod of the Tzibor and all of those multiple Rabbanim. The Birka Yosef notes that this Din could be abused, and therefore the Chida says that it only applies when there's no suffix at all regarding to any individual that the defendant is a greater Talmid Chacham than the Beis Din. If there's no question at all that it's a lack of kavod or it's a lack of honor to this Talmid Chacham. The Bach understands that the Din means that if a Talmid Chacham issued a Hazmana, and he feels that it's beneath, it was issued a Hazmana, an invitation to come to Beis Din, and he feels that it's beneath him, that he must be Shoal Eitz, he must ask advice from the Talmidei Chacham of the city in order to determine if he must go to Beis Din. Again, similarly, if somebody would be, if a number of rabbis of a Vad were issued a Hazmana to come to Beis Din, so then they go to other Gedolim to decide whether this is something they should go to or not. Can you passel? Can you invalidate someone else's dayan, someone else's boer, if he doesn't have a good reputation? So to declare that he's passel and that a dayan is no good and a rasha is almost impossible because you don't take edus nowadays to define someone as a rasha. However, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin says that a judge, a dayan, needs to have seven midos, some particular attributes in order to sit as a dayan for a case. The poskim say that this is not ma'akev, it doesn't uphold the Din Torah, but they are mostly recommendation. The Chazanish then says that these seven midos are true, they are not ma'akev, they do not hold up a Din Torah if a dayan is lacking in them, but if one of the dayanim has very, very great chisar and is lacking greatly in one area, in one of these seven areas, then he may not be a dayan if he has severe issues in one of those areas. If there is a known flaw in one of the dayanim, then he cannot be used. Perhaps, therefore, one could argue that since one of the requirements is to be a Baal Shem Tov, to have a good name and a good reputation, if one of the Borim, if one of the Dayanim, one of the people who issues the Hazmana doesn't have a Shem Tov, has a bad reputation, then one would be able to invalidate such a person to be a Borer or a Dayan to decide the case. The Shulchan Aruch in Simir Aleph then says that after being invited three times to a din, to a Beis Din, and refusing to come, then the defendant is put in nidui, put in chayram. However, this only applies to a person who lives in a village far away because he didn't get the notice the first time. But if the person lives in the city with easy access to information, then he is placed in chayram after not responding to Beis Din even the first time. nowadays, where it's easy to locate people, so according to the letter of the law, a person who doesn't go to base on the first invitation should be put in chayram. However, the minhag nowadays is to wait until the third hazmana, the third invitation is ignored, and the minhag is to send three hazmanos spaced out around 1 week apart. Now, we don't have the koach, the power of nidui chayram, excommunicating somebody nowadays, like we find in the Gemara. Nevertheless, the Tshuvas HaRosh in Siman Ayin Gimel says that we have Kosov Hasirov, which is essentially a declaration this person is not following proper procedure. The Beis Yosef cites this practice in the name of the Ma'arik, and is found in the Tshuvas Ma'aramins. Hasirov, this declaration states that this individual, Ploni, John Doe, was invited to a din, and he didn't come to the din, and he has the status of Nidu of Chayram, as it appears in Shulchan Aruch. We issue Kisvei Siros, these written declarations, as our only recourse nowadays, and potentially these sanctions include, you know, barring the Masari of the person who refuses to come to Basin from communal events, and davening, and doing business with him, and all types of things. At a certain point, the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat and Simon Chav Vav were told the following. Asur ladun b'fnei dayanei akum. One is not allowed to go and sit in front of non-Jewish courts, bar kol shalahem, afilu b'din shadanim b'dinei Yisrael, even if they use Jewish law. Afilu nisratzu beiz balei dinim. And even if both parties of the defendants and the plaintiff want to go to secular court, ladun b'fneim, asur, it's asur to go to secular court. V'kol haba ladun b'fneim, hareza rush, whoever goes to secular court is evil. V'kilu charuf v'gidei faharim yad b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu, and is essentially blaspheming the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Chazoner says that this applies even to a secular Jewish court, like in Eretz Yisrael. He says that it's worse, in fact, than a non-Jewish secular court, because Zechil Hashem, the Jewish people, are not using the laws of the Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chavav says that if a person won't come to Beis Din, then the plaintiff can go, we call a heter arkos, permission to go to secular court, in order to seek justice. And this is based on a Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Tzadi Beis. The Gemara says, that in the name of Rava saying to Rava Bar Meri, so where do we know that when people say Minahani Milsa da Amri Inshi Kiryas Chavre Velo Anach Rame Gude Rava Shadi Bey? So it says that people have an expression that if you're called to your friend, he doesn't answer you, so you should throw a large wall, take a large wall and throw it at him. So what's the source of such an idea? So that's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says that has this idea that Hashem will act in such a way. So the Tshuvas HaRosh, sorry, not the Tshuvas HaRosh, but the Rosh in Bava Kamma in Perachas says that from here, Rav Paltuei Gon learns that if you are a mazmin to Basin, you invite somebody to Basin, they don't come, you can bring them to Arko Shanachrim, to the court of a non-Jew. The Bira Grub brings a different source, but this is the source that you can essentially hit back harder if somebody is not responding to you. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simi Rav says that you need to invite someone to Beis Din three times. But the din of Arkos, there's no mention of inviting somebody three times. Essentially, you don't need to invite somebody three times in order to go to secular court. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. It must be that after the first hazmana, the first invitation, the plaintiff is given the option to go to Arkos. If he wants to continue to pursue in Beis Din, he can try two more times. And after the third time, the defendant is placed in Chayram. However, the Sefer HaTarumos says clearly that the Heter Arkos is based on the din of Chayram, and we only give a Heter Arkos to go to secular court after three invitations of Beis Din are issued. Perhaps in Simon Chavav, we're dealing with someone who's an aggressive bully and will never go to Beis Din. In that case, you know, you have to give him one chance. In such a case, we can skip straight to Arkos after one attempt. However, in Simon Yud Aleph, it's about a normal person who needs three chances to come to Beis Din, and there we have three strikes, and then you are out. So the Sefer HaTruma understands that the Rush would require Rishus, permission from Beis Din, or to go to Arkos, to go to secular court. This tour in Simon Chavav says that you have to have Rishus from the Beis Din, or to go to Arkos, and he doesn't understand that his father, the father, the way that the Sefer HaTruma did. The Shulchan Aruch follows the tour, as is the Tshuvas HaRamban, all the Gedolei HaPoskim, that you must have written permission from Beis Din in order to go to court. This calls into question the tshuvas of Rosh Shlomo Kluger and the tshuvas Tuvtan Vidas, which says that you don't need a heter of Beis Din in order to go to Arkos. The Kesef HaKadshim of the Butchach and Rav says that we can assume that the defendant would never come to Beis Din, then you can go right to Arkos without a heter Beis Din. So, for example, you know the defendant is never going to even discuss the idea or the possibility of going to a Jewish court, going to Beis Din. He's never heard of it. He's not going to be interested in it. It's going to be a waste of time. Then perhaps there's a heter to go straight to secular court. The halacha is that you need a heter from Beis Din in order to go to Arkos. And the Tshuvas Chacham Sofer says that the sin of going to Arkos is a bizayun ha-Torah, a disgrace to the Torah. But if Beis Din sends you to Arkos, sends you to the secular courts, then it's not considered to be Zion HaTorah, because it's done with the Rishus of Beis Din. We're not being matar, that which is usher, in order to get money. Rather, when done with the permission of Beis Din, there's no issue at all. And this is important because the Tshuvas Maharsham and Chelek Dalet says that a rabbi cannot write a Heter Arkos, that it must be done by a Beis Din, not an individual rabbi. As the Shulchan Aruch says, it must be a Beis Din Shel Gimel that sits in a din. And therefore, we see that the Heter Arkos is really an extension of going to Beis Din. Am I allowed to bring somebody to din to judge them without them being present? I can't get the guy to Beis Din, he won't come. Maybe the court will just judge him without him being present. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Amar of Chanina, that there's a warning to a court that it cannot hear the statement of one Baal Din, one litigant, before another one. And the litigant can't really express his opinions and his ideas before the other litigant comes. Both people have to be in court. It says, Shama ben achichem. You should hear the case between your brothers, and everybody has to be present. We see that a din Torah has to occur with both parties in the room, and the Beis Din that doesn't act in such a way is making a chil Hashem. There can be no discussions about the case without both parties present. There's another Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Aleph that says it's an issue of midbar sheker tirchak, of essentially setting up somebody to lie, or losisa in order to give a false report. And this is side lahalach and the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat Simon Yud Zayin. What's the reason for this halacha? That you have to have both people present. So it can't be that it's Gzeiras HaKasev, it's simply Pesukim in the Torah, because Choshen Mishpat is logical, as Rav Asher Weiss points out, and it's not Gzeiras HaKasev, it has to come from the logical understanding of how we deal with laws. Rather, he suggests that it's based on Rashi, who says that if the other side isn't there, then there'll be less of a barrier to lie. If there's only one person there, then the other person's not going to feel as embarrassed to not tell the truth. In addition, the dayan, the judge, will be drawn after the claims of the person who's present and not the person he doesn't see in front of him. He'll have a natural sense of mercy and kindredness to that one who's there by himself. However, the Tshuvas Maharam Shik and Choshen Mishpat says that when there's no Arkos available, there's no secular courts, and the defendant won't come to Beis Din, all your options have been exhausted, then Lemigdar Milsa, in order for this one-time permission, in order to make sure justice occurs, the Beis Din can judge a person if he's not in front of Beis Din. So this is the general rules for RSVPing, responding, replying to laws concerning Beis Din. We should try to stay out of Beis Din. We should deal with things in ways of shalom and pshara and compromise, and should not have to use these halachas.